opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what else we like? We like John Fanta. College basketball on Fox. The man has 72 jobs. Who knows, he might be the next voice of the college basketball NCAA game that should be coming back in about 3 years. He is the man of the people. He is a man for us. John Fanta, the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. John, welcome back, buddy.
Good afternoon, fellas. Good afternoon. Good to hear your voice again, Nick.
It is great to hear your voice. You and I texted over the weekend about the state of the Guardians affairs here. We did this yesterday, but I'm curious, where do you start the blame game with how this season has gone?
Well, I started with the front office. They missed. They failed in assembling this roster. They thought that their offense would just continue to develop. They thought that they could go in-house with that development and that they could go and get Carlos Santana, who has played and performed like the age that he is. Nothing against him. It's just the reality of the situation. And they said, you know what, we got to shore up the pitching staff. We don't know what Shane Bieber's going to give us, so we got to shore up the pitching staff. And, oh, we got to shore up the bullpen. We got some questions to answer in this bullpen. So, you know, everybody talks about they got to have a certain amount of money. Well, if you argue that, you're going to argue that till the sun goes down, because they don't have that kind of money, and the ownership is what it is. But you're also assuming that if you have more money, that you're going to spend that correctly. Ask the Angels how spending money for them works. Ask the Orioles how spending money for them works. I'll take the Guardians front office people over those organizations any day of the week. I know what people want. They want a championship. The fact is, you went out and got, and so do I. The fact is, you went out and got Paul Sewald. That hasn't worked. You're trying to make a guy like a Matt Festa work. That has not worked. You're trying to you go out and you get John Means. Obviously, we know the circumstances there. They made these acquisitions, guys, to try to shore up their pitching. And frankly, you know, every $1 million that the Guardians spend, it counts. And it gets magnified when you miss. And this team has missed Jacob Junis. You know, Junis and Sewald, between the two of them, are $11 million. It's $11 million down the drain for a team that doesn't have a lot of money to begin with. Chris Antonetti and his team swung and missed. Do I think that Chris Antonetti and his front office team should be fired, should be relieved of their duties? I do not think that. I think if you went around Major League Baseball, people would still submit that the Guardians are a top 10 front office in baseball. They are. I believe it, and I know the callers today might not believe it, but I think both these things can be true. This front office has no room for error and just flat out flopped. But in reality, this front office has also been a huge proponent for 6 postseason appearances in the last 9 years for an organization that has 17 playoff appearances all time in their history. Over a third of them have come in the last decade. Again, I know we all want a championship, but in the big picture, 14 teams have won a World Series since 1998. It's not easy. Don't we know it in 2016? Both these things can be true.
All right, John, what do we do now? Is Class A gone?
Well, here's my biggest problem, okay? To answer your question, I would say yes if you get a very strong haul. I mean, you just don't trade somebody for the sake of trading them, and he's under control. But, yeah, I would look into it. I think you got to look into Stephen Kwan. You know, when they trade – if they trade Stephen Kwan, people are going to go crazy. He's not going to be here in a couple – he's not going to be here in 2 years. So you should go and look for value now. Again, here's the thing, guys. The things that we want to talk about of sell – that some people want to talk about of sell the team and, you know, that the owners needs to sell the team and all that, we have to assume that that's just not going to happen. That doesn't happen often in sports. And all of us, you know, everybody clamoring about the ownership group, it's not going to happen. If you as a fan, then, you know, you don't want to root for them or whatnot, or I'm not going to tell you how you should feel, okay? But this is how this front office has to operate. Honestly, this front office now needs to be aggressive, make bold moves. This should not take 4 or 5 years. We're not in the mode of the White Sox, who, I mean, it's been taking eternity, or the Pirates, or the Rockies. You know, I think right now some of the discourse is the Guardians are in that realm. They've had a horrible, horrible last month of baseball. We talked on this show every week, talking about how important June was going to be, that it was a hellacious stretch. Because if you look after this series with Houston, the irony is, leading into the trade deadline, and this team's not making the playoffs, but the schedule is a lot easier. But the fact is they couldn't get through the June stretch. They should trade Class A. They should trade Stephen Kwan. And I love those guys. I love those guys. But it's not working. And what you should do is you should be taking a hard look in the mirror at how you're developing hitting, because it's not working. It's not working at all. You should be investing in hitting, looking at as many ways possible to try to cure the errors that you have made when you have past pursued hitting and hitters. Because whatever you've been doing in recent years has not been working. They have to be aggressive here. They have to go ahead and make some moves. But I think more than anything, guys, the thing that is indefensible, the thing that is indefensible with this front office is that for weeks you have not been able to hit Nick Wilson's or my pitching. And you say that Chase DeLauder and CJ Cephas, that they're close, that it's how much, what are you talking about? How much closer do you have to be? If they're close, you're telling me what's up at the major league level is that much substantially better than where those guys are right now. You don't want to kill their confidence. The confidence of everybody else is killed. Stop trying to paint a fake picture. Call the damn kids up. Find out what you've got. Because it seems like you're afraid to bring them up because you're afraid of the fate that you've done to yourselves, which is you've brought guys up that frankly do not know how to hit. Call these kids up. It's almost trolling the last couple of times with Will Wilson and John Kenfie Noel. I don't get it. For your future, why not showcase these guys? Why not give them a shot? Why not give them a chance? You got nothing to lose. I refuse to believe that you have anything to lose by bringing those kids up.
John Fanta on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So for a minute, I'm going to give you magical powers, John. And I'm going to give you the
That's
power.
Scary.
No, you're a moral man. You do the right thing.
I have said you guys are special.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. You were damn right about that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do one of these two things, but not both. You got to choose.
Yeah.
You can magically turn the 10-game losing streak into a 10-game winning streak, or
Ooh. You
can heal Red Panda's wrist.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm healing the wrist. I'm going to look out for, I'm a moral man.
It's going to heal in 6 weeks anyways, John.
Oh, that's true. Then give me the 10-game winning streak.
Oh, John.
The Phantom flip-flop.
Well, he just said she'd be fine in 6 weeks.
Yeah, but she's losing paychecks. She's losing paychecks not being out there, John.
What, a summer league? Come on.
So if this was in the middle of the NBA season, your answer would change?
Look, I wish her the best in her recovery. I love Red Panda. You said 6 weeks. I'm going off that timeline. Guys, I know you don't have to agree with me or disagree with me, or maybe you have a feeling on this. The last couple of days prior to last night, did you get the feeling as you were scrolling through social media that it was a bit of doom scrolling about the Guardians?
Oh, like, just about the Guardians.
Oh, I'd say it's all the time. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, my God. You know, spend money, spend money. Folks, the Browns spent the most money in the National Football League. They've won 3 games. You know, it's not the answer to everything. So to answer your question, if it would mean – I just don't subscribe. The thing that actually, like – the front office screwed it up badly, right? They did. And it's brutal. And by the way, Red Panda, if it's 6 weeks, God, I hope you're both right and she's back and healthy. And this fall, she's tossing or she's kicking balls up over her head because she's the best halftime performer, perhaps in sports history. She's right up there. But I just, where I do draw the line, is like when people are like, well, they just don't care. They don't care about winning. Come on, it's sports. You know, I think one of the shows had Tim Kirchin on, and Tim said it like, you know, it's baseball. And when you have to make some key decisions and your margin for error is slim because your ownership group is cheap, when you make a mistake, it gets magnified. And I disagree with me if you want, but I've seen Chris Antonetti make a lot more, do a lot more things correctly than blow things up in one off season, you know? And I know he made errors. I know he made mistakes, but I think that's why I take the 10-game winning streak. I'd also take it because I don't think the American League's very good. The New York Yankees are, you know, 3 games back of first place. The Toronto Blue Jays are in first place right now in the AL East. Am I actually buying them? Am I buying Andreas Jimenez and Miles Straw and company? I don't think so. And the Tigers are good, but the Guardians aren't afraid of them. So a 10-game winning streak would have made for a lot more interesting things. And I think that's what stinks about this. This is all in relation to last year. When you go to an ALCS, you don't cut payroll, not bring up your young talent. They were so much fun to watch last year, and I've never seen a team do a quicker 180. I think that's what makes fans mad. You're allowed to be pissed off. You should be. But to say that nobody cares, that's also not true. This organization's proven itself as a winner more times than not over the last decade for us to suggest that.
Lonzo Ball spoke to the media yesterday, John, and he said it's ring or nothing. Do you feel like that's the Cavs' mindset?
100%. It has to be. It has to be the mindset every single day in that room. And I think that's why, you know, you hear the amount of chatter that you do across NBA circles about what the Cavaliers are thinking about or what they might do with their roster still with the time that they have. But here's the deal. Tyrese Haliburton goes down. Jason Tatum goes down. These injuries have massive effects on the Eastern Conference. The doorway is wide open. You know, the Knicks are still really, really good, but there's no guarantees that hiring Mike Brown is going to solve all your problems, right? The Cleveland Cavaliers have to be thinking, our window's not open for the next 2 or 3 years. Our window will have never been more open in a weak Eastern Conference than it is right here, right now. We have to go for it. Lonzo Ball's, that mindset should be on the walls. It should be being said every single day. And honestly, it should dictate how the Cavs handle their regular season. You know, if Kenny Atkinson tries to explore and try something different and the Cavs lose 3 games in a row and people go nuclear. Like I do remember we all talked before the playoffs. And I think Nick, you were kind of saying it. You're like, you know, does the last couple of weeks, does it say anything? You know, I'd rather them go through that stretch in November or December. And they didn't do it last year. I'm not saying that you want to, like, you know, draw out your losses, but I will say, like, they should be looking at the regular season differently this coming year. Yeah, you want to be a one seed, but to me it's more important if you work through some different things and you figure out how you're going to get an identity that's conducive to winning in the playoffs. And I know that's hard to do, but you have to figure out a way to do it, because if this thing flops next season and you're not at least in the Eastern Conference Finals, then what was the point? What was the point of this whole operation, this whole endeavor? It's championship or bust season for the Cavaliers.
John, one before we go, I put out my 2025 preseason quarterback tiers. I enraged people by putting Jalen Hurts over Joe Burrow. We don't need to get into that right now, but we tried to figure out the right tier to put a Joe Flacco-led tier. So, like, what we would call it. Peter Lynn said roller coaster ride. I said he's a pro with the pulse. If you had to create a Joe Flacco-led tiers, led tier for quarterback tiers, what would you call it?
Man. Cheers or happy days? I mean, I don't know. I think it'd be like an old, like a 1980s, 90s type of sitcom where, you know, Joe walks in the door like a Cosmo Kramer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And, you know, gets a big applause. I mean,
what about Friends? You want a laugh track? Is that what you want for Flacco?
Yeah, well, he makes you feel good, doesn't he? He makes you feel good. I mean, I kind of...
He did,
and he still might. I mean...
Yeah, but birthday cake makes me feel good, too. It's not really satisfying.
You take that back about birthday cake. Fanta and I
wait a minute now.
It's not satisfying. Listen, well, I love a birthday cake, John.
That means you got a crappy birthday cake then.
I'm an ice cream cake guy for my birthday. What kind of birthday cake guy are you?
My birthday is on Monday. Ooh. And I will be having ice cream cake.
Hmm. Well,
and
happy birthday.
I'm an ice cream cake guy myself. I'm the same mode. Like I'm not a fluffy cake. Look, to go back to where we were, whenever I talk about football with you guys, it starts with like unicorns and birthday cake. Now,
but, I grew up a cookie cake guy, John, and then I transitioned.
Here's what I do know. I do know that if you asked anybody around Cleveland, who makes them feel the best about their football team heading into week one against the Cincinnati Bengals at home, if you're trying to win, which Kevin Stefanski's fighting for his job here, like no mistake about it, like he needs to doctor up a game plan in week one. Well, would you guys not agree with me? One, that's the most, well.
All right, fluffy cakes. Fluffy cakes, we got to roll here, buddy, okay?
All right. Hey, listen, I'd put Flacco out there week one because he gives you the best chance to win. You know, if that's not the goal, then you have to go with a different type of cake. We'll talk more cake next week.
We appreciate you there. John, Fluffy Cake Fana on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. If only the Cavs would agree with Lonzo Ball in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We'll play the audio here in a second where Lonzo basically said it's championship or bust. And I think it's really interesting because I really wish the Cavs agreed with Lonzo. I don't think it's championship or bust because look at what they've done. They've stood pat.
My problem is that if it's championship or bust, that usually implies that there's repercussions for not reaching that point. And I would ask you or anyone listening out there, what are the repercussions for this team not hitting the standard that we want for them? I mean, in a couple years, they're going to have to decide, as we've talked about, between Donovan and Darius and what direction they're going to go. But is it after this season? Is that what that is? If they don't accomplish their goals, finally, just finally, Kobe Altman will say uncle and break up the team?
No, I think the true, because I don't, if he's not doing it this offseason, I don't know what will coerce him in doing it other than the second apron.
I agree with you. And so I don't see the actual repercussions.
The repercussions will be you lose Donovan in a year. That'll be the repercussions. If they get bounced out again in the second round of the playoffs, and I know, listen, I would not fault Donovan if that happens. He's still coming up on his next big decision. And if you've topped out in the second round again, and we're still talking about fit issues, and but it's not as if Darius is going to get any healthier next year. If Darius is going to be, his value is going to be any different.
So if that's true, then I hope Donovan has the awareness of this and doesn't think that he's going to be a lifetime Cav. I hope he is playing next year with the understanding that if it doesn't go well, he could be playing in a much worse situation the following season.
Or a much better.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he was fifth in MVP voting. There's going to be value for Donovan. I guess you can make a case if he ends up on another team in the East, he'll have just as good of a shot. This is a really good opportunity right now. There's a reason why LeBron and all these people are having the discussions about LeBron coming here. Like the Cavs are in a great spot, number one as far as the projected wins in the East, and in a conference, you don't want to be in the West right now. You don't want to be in the West.
Yeah, but you could almost be anywhere in the East, and if the pieces fit around you, it might be a better situation. Like, I think I can understand if that's how Donovan would think. I'm not trying to tell the guy how to think, but I can understand if in a year's time he's like, we got four cracks at it. The thing has continued to happen. The Cavs are not committed to doing everything they can to win a championship because their version of that is just keep running it back. That's not
so that makes
anything.
It seem like Donovan wants out. You think this will be Donovan that would say, let's break up the band?
Yeah. Why would you fault him? Like in a year from now.
I mean, it's odd because like last year before the postseason got underway or right as the postseason got underway, we had that Jared Greenberg report that just waxing poetic about the idea that Donovan believed he's never been in a better situation to have the postseason success he's always dreamed of.
And 2 years of getting bounced out again in the second round of the playoffs. Well, 3 years technically, but 2 years in a row after making that, I think. Like, at some point, I couldn't fault Donovan if the goal is I have to elevate myself. You're going to be 30.
Yeah.
So, like,
no, time's running out.
And it's weird because he just signed the contract last year. I think there's this idea of he'll finish his career Cavalier. I've never felt that way. And by the way, the only guy that I actually think of the big three, if we want to go to the core four, the only two guys I think actually would finish their career in Cleveland are Darius and Jarrett, who are the two guys most likely to be dealt. until Donovan says, I don't want to be here anymore.
Oh, you think Mobley just hits a spot where he just becomes too big for it all and then just gets out?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to hold this against him. He was the guy who did a pretty good job of trying to not get here in the first place.
That's right. He didn't want to work out with the Cavs.
And so it wouldn't upset me. It would upset me. It wouldn't surprise me if 2 years from now, let's say next offseason is the offseason of Donovan, and then a year after that, you have to take a step back, and then Evan gets frustrated. Yeah, I don't think this thing can be quicksand as much as it can be, you know, the jump ahead that they need.
I just think it's really interesting that Lonzo comes in here and he lays it out in the way that I think a lot of people outside looking in would. Like, and you're coming to this situation, you're like, they're the number one team in the East last year. They won 64 games. They accomplished this. They accomplished that. Like, the expectation should be win a ring. That should be what they're doing here. And inside, it just doesn't feel like that's the same, I don't know, message. It doesn't feel like it's the same vibe that everyone's getting.
I mean, I'm sure they preach, hey, our time is now. I'm sure they're doing that. I don't think they're holding hands, and I don't think it's kumbaya, and you know what, whatever you do is fine. But there is, like, the tone is set by how you act and how you react. And your reaction has been no reaction. And that's not, again, it's a valid choice. It's probably going to mean a lot of really regular season fun. But when you don't break up the core four, when the fits are obvious,
mm-hmm.
I mean, at some point, I wonder if one of the reasons they haven't been able to break up the core four is everyone just tries to hold them hostage because they know how bad the fit is, right? That wouldn't surprise me if that's a complicating factor.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Factor on top of the second apron, and yet they haven't made a move that, like, yeah, I love the comparison of Lonzo Ball, what that means for you, for Alex Caruso. The difference is that's a team that fit together. They were missing a definitive piece. What the Cavs are missing, you're not going to get by just, oh, hey, Craig Porter Jr., he's playing a lot of... It's a 15-minute-a-night guy
now. Well, but that's kind of what they sold us, right, at the end of the season with Kobe Altman and talking about Atkinson and him having a full offseason to develop these guys. That is kind of what they sold you.
So
it's funny we mock it and we kind of laugh at it, but that is what they tried selling us.
I agree. I don't think they've tried. I think people have bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, really?
I think people in the NBA listen to them. They'll talk about the Lonzo deal as the Caruso deal. They'll talk about Jalen Tyson. I like Jalen Tyson. I'm excited to see the kid do it. And I think if Kenny can turn this into a situation where you can bring young players in, and you got a first rounder again next year, if you can bring young players in and turn them into useful role players, that can extend the life of this thing so much more than we realize. It's not the thing that's going to get you over the hump. The thing that's going to get you over the hump is either the four players, your four best players, playing the best version of themselves, being the best version of themselves in the playoffs, and fitting together, or it's going to be making the you-know-what on the table move. And I just... We're putting it all in one basket, and I think there's substantial risk there. And I, you know, like it, it's a, there is a part of me as a fan that's frustrated that Lonzo's saying it's ring or nothing. And I just don't see a reason to believe it's going to be anything other than nothing next year if that's the kind of thing.
I do like that this is Lonzo's mentality. I don't know that it makes a difference if Lonzo believes it's ring or nothing or not, but I do like that it's been his mentality, at least for now.
Yeah. And by the way, I think it's Donovan's mentality, I would feel like. Evan and Darius are so young, I don't know it's going to be. And I don't know Jared has that dog in him. And I don't mean that as like a disrespect. He's a really good NBA player. He's a former All-Star. This dude's going to go out of the NBA from the, I think, the 21st or 22nd pick. He will have made $200 to $300 million in his career. He'll be one of the better bigs of his era. And yet, I don't know he's suddenly going to find it. I don't know he's suddenly going to find the whatever you call it to be that guy that changes the game in the postseason.
Yeah, I still am open to the idea that they'd move him this offseason. I know we're getting late in this offseason to actually see moves. I'm still open to that idea that they eventually do find some sort of new home for Jared Allen.
That one is a bit easier than the Darius thing. I think the ship has sailed with the Darius thing. But back to it. Again, the Cavs' decision-making to this point, it's valid. I don't agree with the line of thinking, but I understand, and they have earned some modicum of trust for me. But when Lonzo says it's ring or nothing, I just wish they would show me that they believe that too.
Well, but it also doesn't feel like it's ring or nothing in many respects. It does feel like making the NBA Finals without LeBron would be a massive deal to this organization.
216-474-0092. Should the Cavs mindset be what Lonzo Ball says it is, which is ring or nothing, and a huge moment for Cleveland that I still don't entirely understand? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. It's a huge moment for Cleveland, and I still don't really understand it. Cosm is bringing their fifth venue coming to Cleveland here in the near future. It's going to be part of the Dan Gilbert-led rock block down on the river there. And so I'm excited from that standpoint. I still don't really get it, though. I don't get the bit. Can you explain what Cosm actually is?
See, now I feel like I'd be selling it to you because I was the one that was aware of Cosm, but I don't know that I'd be a great salesperson for it because I don't think it's anything I would actually partake in. I just don't know that I would because it's very expensive. So what it is just a massive screen, and then they put you at field level. Mm-hmm. And you're watching the game, but you're watching the game from different angles, but then it's also all at field level. And then you're supposed to take it in with everyone else that's around you, and it's supposed to feel like you have great seats at this event, whatever that event may be. So it could be the Cotton Bowl. It could be a hockey game. It could be a basketball game. It could be a football game, anything under the sun.
So do they put it out ahead of time, what it is?
Yeah, you know the schedule.
Or is it like a sports bar?
You know the schedule, and then you got to buy tickets for it in certain spots, too. So like the general admission is free, but like my buddy that went to a Stars game at Cosm, because he lives in Dallas, said it was $94 a person for these like advanced reserve seats.
So, but you can just go free?
General admission is free, but I feel
but
like
then
that's...
get the crappy seats.
Yeah, I feel like that's almost like sitting in like the nosebleeds or not even that, kind of like standing room only version of this.
Okay, all right.
But I've never been in one, so I can't vouch to any part of that.
I am torn because I love anything that might mimic the feeling of actually being there, like actually going to a game itself.
People rave about that. Like, it captures that in a way that nothing else ever has.
Well, it's just, it's you're going and being a fan with other people, which I think is like the best thing about being a fan.
Yeah. Well, and especially for, and here's where I think it might have awesome, I don't know, ramifications, whatever you want to call it, is the idea if you have like a Ohio State national title game or an Ohio State playoff game, for instance, right? And let's say they're at the Rose Bowl. And they're in California, but you don't want to pay all the money to go to California, so you just do this Cosm experience, and you basically get as much of the experience as you could.
All right, this is going to sound... Why does it have to be in Cleveland? I feel like I would enjoy this so much more if it was in, like, Medina. Or if it was in Akron. Hmm. Like, the whole... The point... Like, the one of the...
Well, so Blitzer's involved with it, Dan Gilbert's involved with it, and so I feel like it's the two of them just saying, we're going to put this as close to the stadiums as we can.
Right, so I think that's the problem, is I'll just feel like I'm doing the stadium trek.
Do you want to feel like you have to go out to, like, Valley View, for instance, in order to enjoy this?
Yeah, I mean, like... So
you look off the highway? Oh, there it is.
I live in Wandsworth, and I would go, if I lived, so if I was 10 minutes away from the stadium, I'd be there all the time.
See, but then we need one for the east side, then we also need one for the west side. We have four in the entire country. You're only getting one.
Yeah, and but, so maybe I, but that, I want four.
But maybe that's the problem, though. They looked at it and they're like, you're getting one. If we put it on the west side, the east siders are going to complain. If we put it on the east side, the west siders are going to complain, so we'll just put it downtown.
I guess my problem is, if I'm going to go through all this trouble and it's expensive, I mean, it sounds like the price for me and my family to go would be more than if I just went to a Guardians game or a Cavs game.
Agreed. Yeah.
And so I think that's where I'm like, well, but why would I want to just go? And it looks cool. Like, I've seen the screen views. It kind of looks like the Sphere almost, with how you're just surrounded by it. But
I think that's the part that people are missing the most out of this. I don't think people have fully grasped just how expensive this is. And then, like, my buddy, for instance, he told me to get in for the Cotton Bowl in the reserved seats was $400 a ticket. Like, that's insane. Like, who's affording that? But I guess enough people that enjoy that type of experience, and if they're looking at it like they're going to the actual sporting event, then maybe they look at it a little differently.
I don't know. I just feel like if I'm going to spend that kind of money, I'll just go to an actual game.
I mean, you know we're going to get sent there a lot when it comes.
I mean, I'll go. I'll be very happy to go, by the way. I'm not going to turn it down, but
apparently they send all sorts of radio and TV people there a lot of the time.
I just remember, I need to be converted. Dan?
This is your chance to convert
Nick. I must call
Nick.
Him Wolf Blitzer. David?
Ron it's his Blitzer. Cousin. It's his cousin.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then there's Terry Blitzer, too. I need to be converted. That's the way I'm going to have to sell this. It's the only way you're getting my ass there right
now. I just
now.
Can't envision ever paying that much money to do this type of experience.
Well, it's funny because when we talked about this in the pre-show, Jake, if you're listening right now, Jake was like all about this as like an alternative to actually going to the game. Am I misrepresenting what you said, Jake?
No, I'm really excited about this.
So you are a big UFC fan. Is it because of that, or is it a wide gambit of things that'll go on the screen?
I think it's a wide gamut of things. I once went to a movie theater to watch a UFC pay-per-view, and I just thought it was a really cool experience, and some people would get loud, but because it was that movie theater atmosphere, some people were still kind of reserved. In a place like Cosm, where you're allowed to be a fan, you're allowed to cheer, and just having that unique viewing experience of that screen, I just think it would be awesome. Price, certainly a concern, but I would drop $100 a ticket to go once a season for that experience.
$100 a ticket.
I think that might be on the cheap side there, Kemosabe.
Even that sounds expensive to me. I don't know.
Well, especially because you and I, like with Jake, it's Jake and his wife.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to decide to leave the kids at home.
You got a whole bunch of kids. Yeah. I mean, that would be a problem.
Three? That's not a whole bunch.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking from the price perspective, $300 more compared to just $200. It's a $200 bill or it's a $500 bill. I'm like, that's a lot of money.
It's a big difference. It sounds like a really cool idea, but I just continue to come back to, like, I just don't know. I don't know, like, what the... Like, would you go to, like, a random Guardians game where they have that on? Like, if it's a away game instead of...
So that's the thing I'm not entirely sure on. If they'll have random Guardians game or random even... I'm sure they'll have random Browns games, but, like, I think it's more about, like, national title games. I think it's more about Final Fours. It's more about that type of experience than it is the Game 72 against the Royals. But I could be wrong. Maybe that's part of the plan, too.
Mm.
But like, is it supposed to be? So it's supposed to be like the best seats in the entire house, a different viewpoint of watching that game. So I can see why it appealed to a lot of people. If you really do feel like you got the greatest seats ever, and everywhere you look is just an experience. But I mean, it works in other spots. I've never met anybody that's gone to this and said it's bad. I've only met people that have gone to it and been like, yes, pricey, but it was awesome.
216-474-0092. Is Cosm, are you going to view this as a alternative to going to the game? Is that exciting for you? I will tell you, there when Cosm came in, I saw some takes. Ben Axelrod, good dude, friends of the station, he tweeted out something similar of, wow, this could be this Dan Gilbert project down on the flats, this could be the thing that makes the Browns regret growing to Brook Park. And I'm like, no, I don't think it will be.
No, not at all.
I think they're going to get a very, very expensive thing for a very, very steep discount because the public's paying for part of it. And oh, yeah, it's going to be the bell of the ball.
And really, the difference in this is going to be the person that would buy tickets in Section 330, they might just spend that money and go to this instead to be on the what their version of a four seat is.
The Lead, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.